comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Friends, it is going to be all right. It's going to be all right tonight here at the Powerhouse Church of the Presumptuous Assumption of the Blinding Light.
Show.
Und jetzt von der Berliner Eispalast und Fischspiel, der Pony ist mit uns stets, der Genackfischbrothers Hans und Joni.
LSD.
It's been a fundamentally better sun. More pink and green and electric blue. Let's hope it comes up again today.
Here it comes.
He's done it again. It's coming up. It's coming up.
Here comes the sun. It's all right. It's all right.
Thank you.
was my mind. Because the wind is high.
Hey, you guys. Just at the age when you're looking for an interesting and exciting career in the military, get into the sky where they can't find you, higher than you've ever been before, behind the border, as a proud member of the free Mexican Air Force.
Yes, skimming low out of border canyons and across below sea level salt flats, you'll be jockeying the big birds, B-25s, flying uncounted tons of contraband into these United States.
Yes, spreading Mexico's natural resources is a really fine job for any young man of military age. So take off with guys like me in the free Mexican Air Force.
Parched as a camel. Here, have a nice blue moss.
No, no, listen, if you got just a whiz in the fridge, that'd be all right for me.
Come on, everybody's having blue moss. I've been whipping the moss all afternoon.
I just don't want to turn blue.
Oh,
you know?
Come on, don't worry. Drink it up. Everybody's going to the hole together. That's it. Drink it. Come on, drink up. Look, he's drinking. He's been mossed.
Cox.
That's wonderful. Okay.
Cox, Jesus, this is terrible, Cox.
Trailer,
Bunny, wait a minute. Wait, Bunny. I gotta get out, Bunny.
Hey, who are you talking to? What's the problem, Art?
Gotta get off.
Hey, we gotta learn to sing the song and look good at the parade. There we go, everybody.
Cox? Cox? Listen, Cox. There's a bunch of crows in here, Cox. Cox, I didn't know that he raised crows. Cox, everybody's turning blue.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're moving on our road. I just sit down here on this moss and keep from falling over on that crow.
No, he's being alienated.
Cox.
It makes me cry.
But then, as you know, chinchillas, or mutated chinchillas like these, blue mutants we call them.
Is that because of their peculiar coloration, Brad, that makes them so rare?
No. They were first crossbred or introduced, as we say, by Alistair Blue, a mutations expert.
Told me that Dagwood was a millionaire before he got into comics. That's right.
We told that Wally was on the radio.
Let it be told.
Is that true? Because I have here a paper that says Germany surrenders from 1918 and is bringing up father. And let me read you the bringing up father. Open your.
Okay, Mayor, just a second. Let me turn back the hands of time here. Right.
Open.
Mayor, drop your LaGuardia. Here he is, reading the news and the views.
Open
to the
your
Jews.
Papers, kids. To Monday, November 11th, 1918, the San Francisco Examiner. Now, up at the top, it's bringing up father. In the first panel here, you've got Maggie reading a letter to Jiggs, who's seated down. He doesn't have his shoes on, as usual. And he's smoking his little butt of a cigar, and he's in his underwear. And she says,
here's a letter from our son in France.
And then he says,
his next letter will be from Berlin.
And in the next box there, he's got the letter and is looking kind of puzzled, and Maggie's saying,
he's just like you. I told him to wear his heavy socks and woolens in the trenches and keep bundled up.
Now, in the next caption box here, she's writing furiously at the desk, and he's standing kind of disgruntled in his stocking feet a little off to the side, and she's saying,
I write him again. He must do as I tell him.
To which Jig says,
why do you keep nagging at the boy?
Then Maggie really is shocked at this. She's got little lines coming out of her head and the pen suspended in midair, like out in space. We don't know about that yet. And Jiggs is real, real mad there. And he's all scrunched up. He's got his hand in his pocket. And he says,
why don't you let him enjoy the war?
Dropping whistles again.
They later became millionaires, too. I mean, they became millionaires. Dagwood lost.
And in the middle of negotiations, you break down. I never give you my number. I only give you my situation.
Mick Jagger playing on the jukebox. Ducks struggling in oily water. Cars going by, loud and out of place. 55-year-old workmen who know how to fix their campers, handing buckets of crap to hippies and taking buckets of crap from hippies. And me crying in a Mexican cafe because I can feel paradise so close now for everybody. I think we got most of the birds out of the south end of the bay, he says, taking off his pink anodized hard hat and wiping some sweat off his forehead right where his thinning pack of black-gray hair begins. The hippie is falling asleep over his coffee. Across the street, in front of the Sunset Beauty Salon, the sidewalk is turning gray and shifting and melting as a thousand years pass and flowers and Indian tobacco and sage and people looking a little Chinese spring up out of the street. The beauty salon is a field now with two people making love by a brown rock. I'll cry any day for that. My vision starts in my feet and goes down, so my crying is really like rain. My tears make the years pass like a rush. My tears make the seeds grow under Sunset Boulevard. The clump of cane by the brown rock is the thousand-year-old child of my tears, and that boy is a thousand-year-old child of that hard hat, and that girl filled with him, her sweet self coming with a cry in the California clay, is the thousand-year child of that hippie. And the ducks made it, too. So don't despair. Learn to hold back and let it out like the Stones' guitar. The war is over. We're home. And when we all wake up, we'll all be friends. Dear friends.
Came to
like you go to hell or you go to heaven. Mark Twain, what a beautiful thing. You ever read about Mark Twain's description of heaven?
No.
Now, everybody goes to heaven, right? Everybody's allowed to do precisely what they think heaven is like. They're given wings and a halo and a harp, and they sing Hosanna. Oh, Hosanna, something like that. And that lasts for about a day. And then they say, oh, man, and then this halo man is a dragon, the wings, I don't need him because I don't have a body anyway, and if I want to be in Rangoon, I just keep going like that, and I'm in Rangoon, if I want to be, bam, you know, it doesn't matter. So they stop doing that bit, and then they spend a lot of time meditating under bow trees and things like that, you know, because it's so peaceful and so cool, and you don't have to eat unless you want to.
Hi, boss. Where do you want Mr.? Oh. He wants me to use the criminal's code. Hello, sweetheart. I picked up the bag of pickles and took them to your mother's house. I knocked him out. Asleep in the linen closet. What's so funny? Put the pickles in where? No. You mean the linen closet, don't you? Look, turn the organ down a little. I can hardly hear you. Okay, dear. Have it your way. I'll put the pickles in the galoshes, but I still think... No, I like your organ, honey, and I love you. Don't cry. Oh, you're laughing. Okay, sweetheart. Glad you see it that way. I'm signing off now. O-F. Goodbye. Hello.
Candescens solum nunc gubernaculi illud, conclave stato tempore gasseum orbis terrarum, in ocrum penetrat in lavacri.
Mondo paparazzi, mi amore, circa ferdi parasol. Questo ha brigato tanto mucho che
avocado.
Avocado, nahuatl, chocolate.
Alligator pear, crocodile pear, that's why they so
no,
mean.
No.
Nose, many nose, or.
Nose, as in a he, she, it,
she,
nose.
Or it nose, as in.
Plain as the nose on your face.
Bozos, known bozos. By their nozos.
From the Spanish, bosotros, the V, and the V being the same.
I.e., viz, BV. DVD biz.
Underwear industry. It is estimated that no underwear will be worn by the year 2020.
No,
Hoover Dam.
That is
Hoover's mother. I remember Mama Life with Father.
We used to call him the Hoover. Oh, you're such a little devil.
She little knew her little boy would invent vacuum cleaner. June 8, 1869. Chicago ill.
Sick. Tired.
Please, doctor, listen to me. Please, doctor.
In the last powerful days of another way of life, when everything happened in cars, when sullen, desperate men would do anything for a tankful, in the troubled years of the 100-year gas war and the terrible food insurrection, when armies mixed mustard and gas and relished war.
Me and Mr. Mustard sleeps in the dark, shifts in the dark, trying to save paper. Sleeps in a hole in the road, saving up to buy some clothes. Keeps a 10-bob note up his nose. Such a mean old man.
You're from Earth, aren't you? Well, then I want you to know that I am heartily ashamed of the kind of time that they have down there in Greenwich.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to understand why.
Yes, sir.
Because it's so mean. It's pretty mean time.
Yes, sir.
Such a mean old man. His sister Pam works in a shop. She never stops. She's a go-getter. Takes him out to look at the Queen. Only place that he's ever been. Always shouts out something obscene. Such a dirty old man. Dirty old man.
Philadelphia police arrested 25-year-old divorcee Alice Barnes on charges of making 2,029 obscene telephone calls to the 4th Police District headquarters. The officer said she averaged 125 calls a day, at all hours, and would...
This must be on welfare.
And would berate the desk sergeant with a tirade of obscenities and immoral propositions. When she was given an opportunity to make the customary phone call after her arrest, she promptly rang up the 4th District, police said. Get her again.
She was a woman, but she was another man. All the girls around her say she's got it coming, but she gets it while she can.
Well, you should see her in black, dressed in a polythene bag. Yes, you should see polythene high. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch it now, Tricky. Look where you're going.
Oh, sorry, old buddy. I just can't walk so good yet in this high roller heels.
Well, you're doing just on my arm here. You're doing all right.
Now, look. If we're going to do this crazy thing, let's do it right. You got to call me Apricot Brown.
Huh? Oh, Apricot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm, who am I?
Barbara Q. Ribs.
Ribs. Oh, that's yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess we're ready. With these balloons under our jerseys, I think we look like real roller maidens.
Well, you don't. Not with that eyelash hanging down over your nose.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, help me, will you? Oh, come on, you're shaking. Don't act so scared.
Well, this isn't acting. This is real. That Johnny Fresno mob scares me to death.
Oh, now get a hold of yourself. We've got to save the girls.
Yeah, save them for a rainy day.
No. Save them from themselves. Now come on, and now don't open your mouth. This is the biggest social event of the year, and try to think like a girl.
I am trying to think like a girl, but all I keep thinking of is girls.
Oh, yeah, just like in that prurient dream.
That's funny, old pal, and you should say that, because in that makeup and that outfit, you look like somebody in my dream.
Oh, don't you get fresh. Oh, look out. Here comes someone. This is it. Let's go.
Oh, caramba, holy mother. Look out for me.
Come on.
Get a dose of it and Jackson kills. She's killer dealer when she gets at the ill. She's a kind of a gill and makes a use of the will. Yet you can say she was attractively built.
And he says, I was just coming from Palo Alto on a small plane. I had to go to the bathroom. And I told the pilot. And he says, no, the bathroom's too small. We're going to land in 2 minutes. He says, a nice bathroom down in the lounge there. He says, we landed. I jumped off the plane. I went into the bathroom. And what do you know? It's a pay toilet, 25 cents. I reached in my pocket. I had 2 nickels, a dime, 2 pennies, and nothing. Nobody's around. I can't get a quarter. So he says, it's a tiny toilet. So he said, I sat on the floor and jimmied my way under the, it was a very low door. He said, I chest touched the bottom of the door as I got in. And he says, and I stood up and then I pulled my pants down. Inside was just stuff. I sat down and did what I had to do. He says, now there was no way I was going to get out that way because I couldn't sit on the floor there. So he says, I decided I'd climb over the top. So I stepped up on the toilet seat, and he said, I had one leg over the top of the door. And he said, a bunch of people, 3 or 4 people, came into the bathroom, and they looked up, and they saw. And one guy said, Jack Benny, it's only a dime. He said he laughed so much, he told him, of course, what had happened, and he had a good time. But it just happened.
Protected by a silver spoon.
Get even with every rotten cop in this city.
Yeah, me too.
How are you gonna do it, Nick?
How are you gonna do it?
You know what I'm gonna do?
No, what you gonna do, Nick?
I'm gonna turn in my badge.
Yeah.
I'm gonna burn my uniform.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
Got a match?
Match? Yes, I have one right here.
Don't make a move. This is a stick-up.
What?
You heard me.
Mister, put down that gun.
Shut up. Now, come on. Your money or your life? Look, Bud. I said your money or your life.
I'm thinking it over.
Didn't anybody tell her? Didn't anybody see? Sunday's on the phone to Monday. Tuesday's on the phone to me. Oh, yeah.
Hello? How's Tuesday?
Tuesday? She'll be better on...
Tuesday is great. Tuesday is great actress, and I really enjoy working with her. And I'm working very hard myself to find some kind of character and reality. I can really communicate with her because she's a knockout. She sits there and she creates emotion, great ease, and it's really beautiful.
Once there was a way to get back homeward, once there was a way to get back
home from wherever Ricky found their Lucy, always Lucy. Without delay, the homecoming in two languages, blue in the light of cathode ray windows seen from the street. Seen from the street by people walking by without home coming, without home, without Lucy, chilled by blue light from windows not coming. Homecoming in this place where the wanderers organize into industries and the industries sail like argonauts. And it's always one small step for man, one giant leap for the wanderer, where home is not coming. We are wanderers to the office and around the corner for lunch, sitting next to a face with blue-lit windows of winter, staring at the check, staring at the sky, each wanderer an Odysseus, each Odysseus forgotten, each Odyssey forgotten. The Odysseus stares at you oddly, and he asks the only obvious question.
You talking to me?
talking to me? You're talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
American wanderers. All islands. All with no home coming. Not like Odysseus, who revealed himself to his son Telemachus after 20 years, he said. Odysseus said, the wanderer said, in the words of Homer, poet of wanderers, no other Odysseus will ever come, for he and I are one, the same. His bitter fortune and his wanderings are mine. 20 years gone, and I'm back again on my own island. Telemachus began to weep. Salt tears rose from the wells of longing in both men, and cries burst from both as keen and fluttering as those of the great taloned hawk whose nestlings farmers take before they fly. So helplessly they cried, pouring out tears, and might have gone on weeping so till sundown. Here, after 20 centuries, here in our time, after 20 centuries, we have Odysseus. He's the only one here. We just have no Homer.
Sleep, pretty darling. And I will sing a lullaby. Golden slumbers fill your eyes. Smiles awake you when you rise. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. I will sing a lullaby.
Thank you. guess this is the end. Or is it only the... No. It's the end.
I think the investment in bonds is a great idea.
I don't know. You know,
we're talking about that later.
The thing he's saying about the Beatles changing their image, going into munitions making, so the idea is no blame.
Well, listen, they've got the money to do it.
They got the money to do it, man. If they can fund it, Krupp is dead. We need new life, new
also,
blood.
Also, it's undercover now.
New bombs. New bombs. This bomb I've got is 30 years old.
Yeah. John Lennon now is wearing clothes only made out of white sugar.
Stores.
You know?
Right.
That's right.
White shopping
sugar.
At the new left stores, and they keep blowing up.
Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Still tasty.
Last week, the four of us in the Fire Sane Theater were invited to a holiday fundraising event at the Rising Gorge. You've heard of it? California chef Mario Bastardi's newest West Side eatery.
Well, it was called a wine testing, since these vintages had been acquired haphazardly from yard sales of indicted CEOs and busted.commerce.
Yeah, they were offered to us by the glass, cup, or hand, and they featured Peter Sellers' estate sale recorked sherries and half-drunk bottles.
Or a barrel, a cask, or a Little John. From Sherwood Forest's Robin Hood wine,
which went from the rich to the poor.
I tested the Jekyll and Hyde Lab shards.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they'll kill you.
Yeah, it did taste a bit doctored.
Hey, I decanted an unlabeled bottle of Flooded Cellars Mixmaster's Choice.
Ooh.
And I took sips from a six-pack of premium vintages like Michael Jackson Nubile Moonwalk Whites and the Cabernet of Dr. Caligari.
Spooky. Since I brought my boys along, I opted to stay with the theme park rosé, the Fiddle-Dee-Dee Lake Spill Merlots, and the Roller Coaster Reds, which made my head spin.
Well, then I went on to the Pinot Cinema Noir, but I passed out after the first sip and someone stole my glass.
For dessert wines, they offered any port in a storm.
And a Godfather Grappa.
Which we couldn't refuse.
Afterwards, we sat with the owner, Mario, for a photo op and nursed some Grand Canal sparkling sewage water.
While the great man caressed a snifter of rare Loch Ness Triple X 12-year-old girly 10 years to life chocolate malt scotch. Ooh.
I think we're all still nursing a hangover.
Well, here, have some hair of the dog, Phil.
Hey, pour me a Boxer's Rebellion.
Well, I would have a borderline collie.
For me, some Rottweiler.
Ooh, that's got a fight.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make her mine.